thanks for making The Love Zone your choice for old school and classic R&B on 90.3 FM, WHCR, New York.
Sookie now. Those of you on webcam, you can see Debbie. She's getting her groove on like she knows something about Mr. Magic. What you know about Mr. Magic?
Plenty of nights. I love Mr. Magic.
Except plenty of nights.
I tell you one thing. Back in 82 when I first started, Mr. Magic used to be the show we used to come on behind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when we would come on and do the gospel show, and he'd be there closing out his morning show. So it was all good back then. WHVI, that's what it was. Those were the good old days. Hey, New York City, you heard us talking about this young lady on Facebook this week, and we've been telling you that ain't too often I get to hang out with some fellow Dallas Cowboy fans. So, I mean, hey, when we found out that she was going to be on First Take going up against my man Stephen A. Smith, I decided, I said, hey, I got to get her on the zone, because anybody that can deal with Stephen deserves to come up into the Love Zone. I'm talking about the one and only, the beautiful Miss Crystal Stone. Welcome to the Love Zone, baby.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. How you been? How was your week?
Good, good. Yeah. Week's been good. I'm missing football. I think I'm in my first phase of football depression.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of missing it a little bit.
I know, right? It's like without football, it's like, what do you do?
What is life without football?
We try to look at some basketball, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It is not the same. I mean, it's... Oh, man, I miss Zeke. I miss Dak already, man. It's just something about them.
And I'm just glued to my phone on every bit of football news. Who's getting drafted? What's happening? What free agents is free?
What's going to happen with Romo? Yeah. Are we going to keep him? Are we going to get rid of him?
Yeah,
Oh, my God. What'd you say, Dan?
Y'all need help. Oh.
Footballaholics.
Oh, man. It is just something. And then just to know that, you know, you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. How long you been a Dallas fan? From birth or?
Well, I'm
you...
born and raised in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah,
definitely since birth.
Since birth. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. A true Dallas fan.
Absolutely.
See, I'm from New York, but since
explain yourself. I always have to ask New Yorkers why they're Cowboys fans.
It's simple. You know, I grew up and when I first got turned on to football and I seen Roger Dodger throwing and, you know, Newhouse, I was like, yo, those boys are nice. Even as a young age, and I just was addicted to the Cowboys. And I'm not going to lie, it's something about the star. It's something about the star.
I can't blame you.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's
as long
star.
As you're not one of those guys who, because of the Super Bowls in the 90s.
Oh, no,
that,
no,
those
no.
are the guys I'm like, huh.
No, I'm from the early 70s.
Okay, good, and, good. Yeah. You got respect.
Respect. Definitely, definitely. Well, hey, this is her. She's the winner. You know, she had to correct me. I had her as contestant, but she is the winner of that. How did that contest come about? I mean, you beat out about how many people?
Over 8,000 submissions.
8,000. You see what you're sitting amongst, Deb?
Yes.
8,000. That tells you how bad she is. And, you know, Stephen A., and one day I'm going to get him on the zone because he be talking a lot of trash about him and his bad man, you know. And then, you know, it's like Stephen. He talk about, you know, his bad man, but he's a Pittsburgh Steelers
Exactly.
Fan.
You know, I had to nail him on that on the show. I'm like, you're not going to. Especially when he came on the show the day before wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Yes.
After your own team won their game the night before. It made no sense.
He
wasn't going to slide on that one.
She's here. She's live. She's in the studio. And, you know, whenever we have a guest come in, we let them line up a few of their choice favorite slow jams. And I understand her flavor in the Love Zone, but we decided to find out what she likes in the taste of music, and she went to the legendary. She requested this one right here. What do you know about Donnie Hathaway, Crystal? Talk to me, baby.
I love this song. Something about this song, I will put it on repeat. And I remember Christina Aguilera did a performance of it live at one of the award shows, either Billboard or Grammys, and I was just like,
hooked.
Girl. So I went back and found the original version, and I've been in love ever since. I love this song.
The D to the H, right here on the Love Zone.
I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching.
but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? 'Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, withholding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Now I'm so much better, and if my words don't come together, listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. Space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together, we were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song.
Only Zone. Donnie Hathaway, y'all.
Singing a song to you.
Now, Debbie, we know that, you know, you're a Seattle Seahawks fan, but you look like you got some Dallas blood in you somewhere or in your bloodline. You got to know some Dallas fan somewhere.
Yeah, my brother, he is a diehard Dallas fan.
Awesome.
Okay. Eat, sleep, talk Dallas.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
Yes. All right, he damn near cried, man. I'm telling you, he almost cried when they lost.
Your brother is a good man.
Well, you know, we came so close and so far, and then... Come on, Chris. Talk
you know
to me.
What? Let me tell you why this. Okay, so I went to my first Cowboys game at the new stadium this year or this season. I used to, funny enough, I used to volunteer at the old Texas Stadium as a high schooler.
Okay.
So I was always at the Cowboys games. But to come back home and to watch us beat up on the Cincinnati Bengals, that was the game I saw. And that feeling, being in New York, I've been here 13 years. So you got to imagine me going to watch the games. It's like crazy.
Yes.
But to come home and be surrounded by all that Cowboy love, like your brother has to experience that, Debbie. Like he should go to Dallas, watch a game at our stadium.
Just go to the stadium. We went to the stadium for the tour, and it was just...
Yeah.
But the main part was when they told me that. They said, okay, now we're going to go down to the field. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, like, I'm going to get to walk on the field where my boys play at. And I'm like,
so got emotional.
We come through the tunnel, right? First, they take us into the locker rooms. I'm like, I'm in the locker room with my boys, you know, and MJ just lost it when he went to Tony Romo's locker.
Yeah.
You know, because he just loves some Tony Romo. I'm not a Tony Romo fan, but he loves Tony Romo. He even named my dog Romo. So, and here's the funny part, Deb. Hey, check this out. You want to hear something funny? When I'm watching the Cowboys play and the dog is laying there, right? Now, his name is Romo, and of course, the real Romo is playing, and he's messing up. And I'm going, you goddamn Romo! Romo! And my dog jumping, rah, 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 rah. He's just losing his mind. He's like, what did I do? What did I do? I'm like, get him out of here! He run out.
Oh, no.
It's kind of crazy, you know. So, that's how it is in the Watch House when we're watching the game. But, to actually get the chance to walk out there on that field. Mm. And when I got to the first walking through the tunnel, and you look at that star that's hanging over there, and I'm like, wait a minute. My boys actually walks through here.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm walking on the footsteps of where my boys walk at. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
It's an amazing experience.
Did you take pictures?
I made a video.
Course.
You got to see video, the slideshow. We got like 500-something pictures, but we made a nice slideshow. But then I got to the edge of the turf. And then I didn't want to step on it because of just the respect of
you
my
boy.
It's like, I don't want to step on that.
Hollow ground.
Yeah, it's like sacred. You know, it's sacred. And Debbie looking at us like, I'm serious, Deb. So then finally when I did get to touch it and I stood still on it, I just, you know how long I've been waiting to go to Dallas Stadium and just to know that I'm there and just to know about 25 feet in front of me is the world famous star. Oh,
that's
my God.
That's so nice.
Come on, Chris.
Listen, I used to volunteer at Texas Stadium, and I got to go on the start. That's when we weren't doing good. So, you know, they used to let us on the field. it wasn't a big deal back then. But it was still a magical moment for me, too, then. But going back to that Green Bay game, I was here, and, you know, everyone knows me at where I watch the games, which is Harlem Tavern. So they know not to mess with me either.
Not to mess with you during the game.
Yeah, and it was pretty intense. It was you know, because everyone wanted to make sure we lost as New York Giants fans. So that was
right because they lost because they was home watching
because
us.
They
play.
Lost to yeah. Yeah, and it wasn't close.
After they tripped to Miami.
Oh yeah, which now they admit they regret after saying no, it wasn't a factor. But
right.
And where's Victor Cruz? Gone.
What's that record Solo sings? Gone. Gone. Hey, we're going to pull up off the mic because I'm sure my listeners want to hear some music. We teased them with a little bit of Sweet Team. Hey, this is from Crystal Stone's playlist.
I hope you guys like my playlist.
Hey, check it out. It's none other than the one and only, the beautiful Chaka Khan. Let's do it, y'all. Sweet Thing, huh? What you say, girl? What you say, Dad? That's your record? Throw them in the air, y'all. Here we go.
I will love you anyway, even if you cannot stay. I think you are the one for me. Here is where you ought to be. I just want to satisfy. Though you're not mine, I can't deny. Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now, I'll go crazy. Oh, sweet thing. Oh, you know you're my everything.
Crystal, you starting something now, girl. Not only are you a fan of my favorite Cowboys team, but this is my all-time favorite female vocalist.
Really?
Really. So, you know, we're going to have to make a room in the house for you because you just too good to be true. This is another one from Crystal's playlist, y'all.
Thank you. WHCR 90.3 FM, New York.
Hey, Krista, you're killing me with this playlist tonight.
Yay.
Because first, Deb, you know, she hits me with my favorite female vocalist. Then she hit me with my favorite male. Have you been on my bio or something?
No, not at all.
Are you serious?
I have not.
Deb.
I literally just went through my phone, my iTunes playlist.
She's killing it.
And just went through all my favorite songs.
She's picking out my...
She's killing it.
See, right now, Luca on, so we got to shut up. We'll be right back.
If only for one night. I won't tell a soul. No one has to know. If you want to be totally discreet, I'll be at your side. If only for one night, yeah, yeah, yeah. If only for one night, your eyes say things I never hear from you, and my knees are shaking too, but I'm willing, willing. I must be crazy standing in this place, but I'm feeling no disgrace for asking. Let me hold you tight, if only for one night. Let me keep you near to ease away your fear. Tell you what I need. Into my dream, hey, hey.
to my dream. My dream. When I sleep at night, baby, I feel those moments of ecstasy.
Late at night.
And when you sleep at night, baby,
my baby,
I wonder, do I creep into your dream? Or could it be I sleep alone in my fantasy? It's so amazing. Guess you will be staying. So let it be that you always
creep
into my short of
dream.
My nighttime is the right time dream.
Creeping, they're creeping. Every singing from my toes, my eyes. Don't you know about that, Dev? Creep, 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 creep. We've been creeping behind the mic talking about our Dallas Cowboys. Me and the lovely Crystal Stone, she's here, the winner from the First Take contest. And hey, the girl that shut down Stephen A. Smith. I'm so proud of you.
Aw, thank you.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud to be having her sitting next to me. You see that, Stephen? Yeah. You're going to be looking at this. Yeah. But nevertheless, we was off the mic talking about our Cowboys and everything and about how people hate on us for no reason, you know. And I found out it's not that they hate on us. They just jealous of us, you know, because
exactly. You
have to know somebody. And half the people that hate on us don't even know us, don't know our team, don't know anything. And like you was talking about the 20-year drought. So what? You know, mm-hmm. We got team. You ain't even won one, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's something else. But hey, Crystal, you know, you got something going on that you just launched, and I'm proud of you. Congratulations on it. Let's talk about the Stone Truth. What is that about? Tell my listeners, because there's some sports fans in the love zone for sure. And I know we done made Debbie Staten mad because she done logged off her camera and she's a Patriots fan.
Oh, no. Well, you should be good.
Yeah, you won the Super Bowl, Deb. You know, but she's got, and DJ Justice is a Patriots fan. He called
gosh.
Me. He was like, go Patriots. You know, I'm like,
oh
yeah, whatever. But The Stone Truth is a new podcast. And tell me about that, Chris.
The Stone Truth. That came about after a couple of meetings I had with ESPN after my First Take appearance. And they suggested that I immediately start a podcast just to sort of keep the conversation going. People obviously are interested in what I have to say about sports. So I said, all right, why don't I just get on to a podcast and talk about sports a couple of times a week? So that's it, basically what it is. I pick a topic, a hot sports topic, and kind of give my take on it. And it's I'm still learning how to do it and what I'm doing and getting my feet wet.
Are you having fun?
Yes, I am having fun.
but there's a
learning curve. So there's so much on the technical side that I have to learn. But I'm getting there, and I hope you guys listen to it. If you go to crystalstone.com/thestonetruth, you can go there, iTunes and Google Play.
Okay, crystalstone.com/ Stone Truth?
The Stone Truth.
The Stone Truth. Now, is there just a link just at crystalstone.com? Is there a link
there? There is.
Okay.
That's my website.
All right. Hey, that's her website right there. That's my Dallas Cowboy buddy up in the house. Not only do she got good taste in football, she got great taste in music. You hear the song she's playing tonight, y'all?
Thank you. Yes.
Yes. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I'm actually very proud of her.
Yeah, talk to me. You. Well, hey, you know, yes. You know what I like about what you just did? It's not too often that, and I'm going to say this, that one beautiful Nubian sister compliments another beautiful Nubian sister.
Yes.
You know, and that's high respects to you, Deb. I got to give that to you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Yeah, definitely. She knows so much about football. Like, I'm like in awe. Like, whoa, maybe I better learn something.
Well, hey, she loved what she do.
I know
you
that's
should listen
right.
to The Stone Truth.
Girl, yep. I'm going to listen to you. Yes. Like I said, I am so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
When do it air?
I don't have a set schedule. So okay. You just have to follow it on iTunes, on Google Play, and on my website. Oh, my social media too, actually.
Okay. Okay.
Which is crystalstone_. And that's why I was like, oh, the next Stone Truth is coming up on this day.
Okay. I got to get up on there. I know we get a lot of cowboy conversations on there. I know.
Well, my first podcast was about Tony Romo and where he's going to go. And my second one was about the Charles Oakley situation.
Ooh, yes.
Everyone loved that one because I was actually at the game.
You know what? I felt sorry only for the guy that he poked in the head. Every time they show that on TV,
so
you just see his head go like, and I'm like, Charles just cone punked him like on national TV. Like, yo, get away from me. Like,
and I was actually at the game and we didn't know. We saw it happen, but we just thought it was just two guys fighting.
Right.
And then, you know, I posted a selfie on Instagram like, oh, I'm at the Knicks game. And people started commenting, did you see the fight? I'm like, wait, what? And I Googled and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That happened while I was there.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Then my last podcast that I just posted up yesterday was about the Floyd Mayweather and McGregor fight. Possibly. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. I'm convinced it's going to happen.
You know about boxing too?
Not necessarily. I'm not a connoisseur of boxing, but this particular fight, which will be a super fight, it'll be a boxer versus MMA fighter.
Unheard of.
It's going to happen.
What do you think the outcome is going to be?
All right.
Because they got a box.
I know it's going to be a strict boxing match, which means that the advantage is automatically Floyd Mayweather. But
long as he don't get touched.
What if McGregor slips in one good punch?
It's only going to take one.
Just one. It would be groundbreaking. and McGregor has so much confidence in himself. That's why I'm so interested. He has so much confidence.
Long as he don't go toe-to-toe with him, he's going to be all right. But if he can just get his speed up, because Mayweather is fast.
And he's also 40.
Yes. Well, and he's slowing down.
He's also 40.
He know that, too. He know he's not fast as he used to be, but it's only going to take my man one solid, because he knocks people out.
Yes. And Mayweather said that in an interview. He complimented him back in May. He said, when Conor McGregor wins his fights, he wins them standing up. He wins them boxing. Mm. So he knows what he's going up against. And he said that he will be the only person he'd come out of retirement to fight, Conor McGregor. I think this is going to be an epic super fight. I can't wait to see it.
You're listening to the sounds of the one and only Miss Crystal Stone right here as my celebrity co-host on WHCR 90.3 FM. This is another one from her playlist. It's the great, the one and only Miss Anita Vega. Sweet Love 90.3 FM. Let's do the damn thing. As Michael Jackson would say, Shamon.
Stay with me, and you will see my arms will hold you, baby. Never leave, 'cause I believe I'm in love. Sweet love, help me calling out your name. I feel no shame, I'm in love. Sweet love. I will.
WHO 90.3 FM.
This is my girl Toni Braxton, courtesy of the lovely, the beautiful Miss Crystal Stone's playlist. She's my celebrity co-host tonight. You like you some Toni Braxton?
Girl? I love Toni Braxton.
Oh, shucks now. We got to make sure we get her down here and get you back here with us.
I used to have my hair cut like her when I was younger.
Which one, the short one?
Yes.
The short haircut? Oh,
yes.
don't wear that around me now. My wife came home with that haircut one day and it was on and popping. I gotta go.
I would have done about anything I wanted. I was
tuned in, ladies. You're in the midst of a Crystal Stone playlist right here on The Love Zone. That's my special guest tonight. Make sure you check her out. She's got her own sports podcast coming up. Well, it's out now and you can check it out. It's crystalstone.com. Click on the podcast link. But hey, I'm going to let her tell you more about it and how to listen to it and everything. What's your next topic coming up on the podcast? You got it set yet?
I'm going over a few because there's so many things happening all at once in the sports world.
Yeah.
And there's this, I really want to do something. I've already done a video. I have a YouTube channel now, so you can just look me up on YouTube, Crystal Stone, Crystal with an H. And, you know,
freeze right there. So you heard us say Crystal with an H, right? And I'm going to tell you. Every time I communicate with her, I'm like, C-R-Y. She was like, freeze. Maurice. My name is with H. Go ahead.
I have to be really protective of that because, you know, my mom fought for that. And my dad used to spell it without an H for years. And my mom fought for that H. So shout out to my mom. But, the whole issue of the NBA All-Star game and the drama with KD versus Westbrook. I cannot wait to watch. I've never anticipated an All-Star game as much as I am now because I want to see two of them on the same team. Are they going to put them on the court at the same time?
Are they going to work together? Are they going to gel? Are they going to be stingy with the
ball?
What's
going on? And KD is saying, you know, I'm not here for the drama and I'm not here to talk about, you know, I'm not here to make up with people. And then Westbrook is talking about fashion every time he gets asked the question about KD. So it would be interesting to see like what's going to happen between the two of them. So I think that may be my next topic, which I'll record over the weekend.
All right. Well, hey, tell them once again, how can they hear it? Where can they
hear it? So first of all, you can go to crystalstone.com/thestonetruth. And that's Crystal with an H. And you can go there to listen to the podcast. You can go to iTunes. The Stone Truth is there and Google Play. And you can follow up on when the next podcast is being posted. You can check out my videos. Anything that's coming up with me next on my Instagram and Twitter, which is crystalstone_. Crystal with an H.
You see, what I like about what she's doing is something that I did back in the days. And people don't understand is you have to believe in yourself. You got to invest in yourself and you got to have your own .com. You know, everybody's using Facebook as I remember they was using MySpace as their official
their website.
I'm like, are you serious? Invest in yourself, believe in yourself, and make sure your brand, your name is your brand. I remember my first marketing thing was, and I hope they don't send me no fine or nothing when I tell them this, but remember in the supermarkets, they used to have that roll of stickers with the yellow smiley face in the supermarkets, and one of those just happened to fall in my hands as I somehow walked out the store. I just know it was there. I had a roll of stickers, and I went home, and I wrote the voice on all them stickers, right? So when I was riding this train going to school, and I would hold onto that silver pole, inside my hand was a sticker. And then when I would leave that pole, it would be a sticker there saying The Voice. And everybody starts finding them stickers around New York, The Voice, The Voice, The Voice. And that's how I started trademarking and getting the name out there. It's just about marketing and believing it. And you got to do it. So I'm proud of you that you're keeping everything where they can contact you with Crystal Stone something. Crystal Stone this, Crystal Stone that. That's the contestant.
Crystal with an H.
With an H, right?
Yeah,
maybe
we ought
to get something like that. Crystal with an H.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a promo for her like that.
That'll be awesome.
This young lady is smart. She does it best like nobody else can do it that I've seen in the sports world on the female side. She outbeat 8,000 contestants that go up against my man, Stephen A. Smith, and she shut them down. And tonight, she's here presenting her flavor of the Love Zone with me as my celebrity co-host. Coming up here next is another track that she picked out just for you guys right here. You put a move on my heart.
Baby, I just want
Crystal,
you to understand.
What are you doing, girl?
I have this song on repeat. I love Tamia. I love this song.
Oh, you hear her voice?
Yes.
Tamia is only in the Love Zone.
Love's on my side. dream that won't leave a trace of the blues. I just think of you.
You're listening to The Love Zone with Maurice the Voice Watts and DJ Howie D, 90.3 FM, WHACR.
I'm letting y'all know none of these tracks are what I picked tonight. I'm telling you that. I know it sounds like The Love Zone like we normally do, and that's what's scary here because you vibing on my vibe, girl, and... D'Angelo? How does it feel? Do you hear these words right here?
Yes, I do.
This is the kind of music you can just float on, Deb. You floating, baby. You floating, Chris?
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, my
God. Song, I was in college when this song came out.
We're going to dedicate this one here to the boss lady, Angela Harden of WHCR. Because she loves herself some D'Angelo.
Oh, cool.
Courtesy of Crystal Stone with an H. Take it easy, D'Angelo. Take it easy, baby. Man, oh my. Crystal Debbie says she likes your playlist tonight, girl.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome. I told you I want a copy of this playlist.
Yay. Well, hey, that's the good thing about the podcast. After we do the live show, it's always up at mauricewatts.com. You can always go up there and overdose on any of the previous shows. We got them all the way up there from 1998, so you can never get enough of The Love Zone. But this one right here, you know, we often have a segment called Remakes of the Classics. And everybody can't remake a song.
Right.
But Avant right here, Kiki, they put their foot in this one, y'all. They put their foot in it. What made you pick this one out, Chris?
Man, I This is another song that I put on replay, and I always visualize myself being Kiki.
Uh-oh, we're going to leave that alone. Leave it alone.
Singing her part.
Silhouette of a perfect frame. Shadows of your smile will always remain.
Will always remain.
Beginner's love soon fades away.
Candy-coated Valentine. Memories of you when you were mine. A tarnished ring on a tarnished chain. Times keep changing, cold sun or rain.
Got people getting in trouble on that one in the chat room, boy. They actually putting up things up there like, this record makes me think about a man. This is the kind of record to make you think about any man and fantasize and stuff. That's, man, I don't know.
We were just talking about that.
You know what? Y'all, these ladies in here, I'm in trouble, guy. I got two of them in here tonight, and I'm sweating and everything. But I'm going to keep my cool, though. But they talking about with that song that, we gonna leave that
we
alone.
Sing it to imaginary lovers in our heads. Yeah,
she said
ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Y'all know, yes, what she's talking about, ladies, huh? Hey, chat room, do y'all,
yep,
know? She,
yes,
going, yes.
They know.
they going, yes. Put your hands in the air if you know what she's talking about, y'all. Let me see your hands up. Jesse doing it on the down low, like the little one finger.
They know.
Okay. We gonna leave that record alone then. We gonna leave that record alone. This is Crystal Stone. She's here in the Love Zone as my celebrity co-host. And if y'all see her, you may recognize her from First Take, the lady that took down Stephen A. Smith, y'all. Because, you know, Stephen's got a big mouth, but mm-hmm. Crystal went over there and just shut him down for sure. And we was talking off mic, and I want to tell you on mic that I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of what you did and how you're carrying yourself. And it's something about my Nubian sisters that – you did something on that show that was the first, before you even opened your mouth, when you walked out there in your dress attire on national television, it was Aeon.
Yes.
You know, and you know, I see these Grammys and everything, and you know, it just irks me when I see our people, like, you don't know how to dress up for a formal event. I mean, I understand you have freedom of speech and all that, but it's a place for the jeans hanging down. But then when you go on national television, it's a time, especially at a formal event.
Cigarette behind the ear.
You know, it's just it irks me. So for you to get your chance, here's a woman that outbeat 8,000 contestants and got a chance to go on national television, and you brought it. You brought it appearance wise, intellect wise, verbiage. Everything,
you
knocked it out the box.
So. Honestly, as far as the dress attire, I watch a lot of ESPN, and I just pay attention to what the women on their shows wear. Like, all right, I got this.
Well, hey,
fit right on in.
You fit right on top.
That's what you did. That's called class.
You know, you came in there with that class and did it for sure, and you fit it right in. And I just want to tell you that stood out.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I know what to wear now.
That's right. We're listening to another track from Crystal Stone with an H, y'all. Kelly Price, As We Lay, right here on WHCR 90.3 FM.
About the price we have to pay. No. It's morning, and now it's time for us to say goodbye. Goodbye, baby. You're leaving me. I know you've got to hurry home to face your wife. I will never want to hurt her. No. She will never understand. You belong to me. The night away.
Ooh. Well, New York City, that's going to do it for yours truly. I don't want to go, but I got to get up out of here. Make room for DJ Howie D. No, the Love Zone is not going off the air. You know how we do sometimes. We let him close it out so I can get on down that highway. But I want to thank my girl Debbie C for coming up in the Love Zone, hanging out with The Voice for the first time. You had fun, baby?
Yes, I did. I had a ball.
We got to do it again.
Thank you so much.
My man DJ Howie D is up in the zone. You ready for him, Howie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You good to go.
Crystal Stone.
Yes.
My celebrity co-host with an H, baby.
Yes, that's
I
right.
hope you enjoyed yourself.
I did have so much fun. This
we
is
gotta
awesome.
Bring you back. Come hang out.
Yeah, that was
all right.
Fun.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Make sure you check her out. crystalstone.com/thestonetruth.
Yes. And my Instagram and Twitter, crystalstone_. Crystal with an H.
You got it, baby. Thanks for coming out. And when you see Steven, tell him we got a chair open for him, all right?
Absolutely.
We don't want to go, but we got to get up out of here. Don't forget, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th, yours truly 35th anniversary celebration is going to be featuring The Whispers, The Stylistics, Ray Goodman and Brown, Tavares, Blue Magic, Lenny Rims, and much, much more. We want you to be there. I'll see you next time, baby. Ciao.